96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM. We're not on Sirius right now because of our technical upgrades. A bit of a reminder for you that's going to change next week. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
We are talking about sex tonight. Specifically, we're talking about casual sex. Research has shown that for many men, it's not that big of a deal, but for women, it is. But is that changing? Well, my guests tonight are Angela Stribling, host of Pillow Talk with Angela, right here on WHUR, and sexuality commentator Twana Hines, also known as the Funky Brown Chick. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Ladies, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. Let's get right to this. Twana, how do you define casual sex? Obviously, we're not talking about married folks here.
Oh, but here's the thing. Are we talking about married people who may or may not be in an open relationship? But see, here's the tricky question, right? Because if I say to you, what is sex?
Mm-hmm.
Does oral sex count?
Yeah.
Does
okay.
vaginal sex count? Mm-hmm. And so if we don't have a shared agreement across all people about what sex actually is, we can't necessarily have an agreement about what casual sex might be.
Hmm. Okay, but let's say we're talking about single people who are unattached, like Angela, for example.
Okay. You know? You're so sexy over right, there. How is it unattached. Possible she's unattached?
Yeah, you know.
I don't know. That's another segment.
It just may be. What is casual sex? Does that mean, you know, friends with benefits? Does it mean, you know, any kind of sexual interaction without any strings attached?
Yeah, those are good questions. And I think Twana raised some really good points. What is casual sex? You know, I think, first of all, you need to know yourself and what works for you. With no judgment, mm-hmm. I'll just be a little transparent here and say that I figured it out. I'm not one who can just sleep around willy-nilly and be whole, mm-hmm. to be emotionally healthy. In my younger years, I didn't know that. And there was a phase where I thought, okay, I can just have sex with you and, you know, just keep going. You know, just keep going on my merry way and just be professional and live my life and not really worry about it. However, I started falling in love. And, you know, I'm in this relationship seeing this guy. Before it was called, I guess, friends with benefits, it was pretty much friends with benefits. I was developing feelings. He wasn't. He loved it exactly the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
And, excuse me, it was not, I wasn't able to change it.
Right.
And so from that, my takeaway was, I have to be in love with you and I'm willing to wait.
But and that's the other thing, too. Do women look at these things differently, Twana, in that can they have casual sex for perhaps an extended period of time before it turns into something else if they're having it with the same person?
As someone who's enjoyed and partaken in mm-hmm. casual sex for a long period of time, I'd say
what's a long time?
Years. I had a casual sexual relationship with a man for 6 years.
Mm.
Happy with it. Wasn't in love with him. He wasn't in love with me. And that was just fine.
Why was that?
For me, I didn't have sex for the first time until I was 22.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up with pretty repressive views about sexuality, meaning if I do it, I'm going to be penalized. God is going to give me, you know, HIV/AIDS or even worse, a baby. Mm-hmm. You know, like something horrible is going to happen to me for having sex before I get married. So once I became sexually active, I thought, for me, this feels very liberating. I could have sex with someone, explore my own sexuality. How do I like to be touched and pinched and licked and sucked and mm-hmm. all other kinds of things? Like, what do I want? What am I interested in? What turns me on? Sex feels different with different people. And so I had a period where I enjoyed very much so casual sex with different men just to figure out what I wanted.
But have you ever been in love?
I've been in love and I've been heartbroken and I've done all kinds of things, my love. It's hard being heartbroken. That happened.
Yeah.
Heartbreak is hard.
Anyone who's been there knows that hurt.
Yeah, everyone.
Let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810 or 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Janice calling from Woodbridge. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Janice, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead, dear.
Okay. That there is a neurological process that takes place. It's a biblical concept, but science has borne it out that there's a process that takes place when a woman has sex and she bonds to the man. And what they're finding is that if you have too many partners, that bonding process ceases to work.
Okay.
And it leads to promiscuity, this kind of self-fulfilling prophecy.
Which goes to the next point. You know, from a moral standpoint, how are your morals really defined? I mean, she's talking about promiscuity. And we also start dealing with, you know, stigmas. You know, we've got a quote, you know, from, you know, Joan Rivers, rest her soul. Man can sleep around, no questions asked, but if a woman, you know, makes, you know, 19 or 20 mistakes, quote unquote, she's a tramp. Are those thought processes as it relates to women and sexuality, expressing it, having, you know, sex without any ties, is that still a stigma or are attitudes changing?
I would think they're changing.
They are changing and they necessarily have to. We have to remember Americans are getting married much later in life than they used to. And when they marry, they're divorcing at much higher rates. Mm-hmm. And so we're starting to see singlehood not as this glorious period of your early 20s and then you never have to deal with that again. People dip into and out of singlehood sometimes throughout their entire lives. Even if you find one partner that you stay with for eternity, one of you most likely will die before the other one, leaving the remaining partner single.
But what about the other side of that? What about those people that get married, say they get married straight out of college, and then unfortunately perhaps after 10 or 15 or 20 years of marriage, they get divorced. And then it's the other side of that where, you know, perhaps a woman who has been married her high school sweetheart, and that's the only guy that she's been with. She gets divorced, and now she's like, what do I do now? Is that an issue of sexual exploration, knowing oneself? Is that an issue of promiscuity? Is there a stigma attached to that? And again, whose responsibility is it for those kinds of labels to change?
I think, first of all, you've got to know yourself. If you've gotten married so early, you've had one partner, maybe this was your only partner, you don't know a lot about what you like, what pleases you, other than what you experienced in your marriage. So here you are, you're single, you're out there, and you need to start dating. Well, maybe you do need to have a little bit of, you need some relationships. I'm not saying have casual sex, but at least start seeing people, start dating, and then if you are fortunate enough to find that someone that you feel like, all right, maybe we could build something, go for it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We need to get to a point where we talk about casual sex, especially for people who experience exactly what you describe. One relationship for a long period of time, divorce or death causes that relationship to end, and now they're maybe in their 40s, 50s, or 60s and single. One of the fastest growing HIV/AIDS infection rates is among seniors in this country. And a big part of it is, if this is a community that we're not talking to about sex, maybe you've had one partner and you stopped using condoms long ago, now safer sex is still an issue.
Mm-hmm. And then you think generational. A lot of people my parents or our parents' age and older, they weren't big on condoms in their day. That wasn't, you know, that wasn't something that they were using. You get married when you're young and you don't really need a whole lot of protection.
Yeah, and not too distant history. There wasn't a time that there wasn't anything that you couldn't get that you just took a pill and you were fine. Mm-hmm. You know, there wasn't this idea that you can actually contract an infection that could be life-threatening.
Or stay with you for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Need to take a break. When we come back, more about women and casual sex. Is there a right? Is there a wrong? What's your attitude about it? 202 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment.
Fools, but then again, they're only human. This chick was a hit because her body was.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR. This is the Inside segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about sex tonight, specifically casual sex. My guests are Angela Stribling, host of Pillow Talk with Angela on WHUR, and sexuality commentator Twana Hines, also known as the Funky Brown Chick. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. Keith calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Quickly, please.
I kind of think we should have this conversation with some degree of caution, particularly for young females out there, because the Center for Disease Control factually indicate that more black women are HIV positive than any other ethnic group of women, with Latino women following very closely behind. So, you know, my concern about this, and I heard your guests say, you know, amongst the elderly, well, I don't know about that too much, but what I do know that it's a fact that more black women are HIV positive than any other ethnic group.
And suffice it to say, Keith, this isn't a discussion so much about, you know, casual sex without safe sex, as both of my guests spoke about before. What Twana did say was that, you know, the elderly is one of the fastest growing populations, but certainly you know, African American women also have you know, severe issues. So go ahead quickly. What's your question?
Is I would like to ask your guest, you know, what do you think about people being open with telling their status?
Keith, you missed out, because this is not a question about status. This is a question about sexuality. And certainly on this program, we have talked about that quite a bit, which is not to say that we won't talk about it again, but I do appreciate your concern. With that said, if you decide to be involved in a casual sex relationship, how do you, Twana, determine with your partner that that is what it is?
First of all, you talk about it. I often say that we approach sex as if it's something that happens to us. I got laid, as if it's passive. Mm-hmm. And even when you go into having sex with someone, it's like, oh, they start unbuttoning, and you're like, oh, no. It's like, oh, okay, maybe they didn't want to. But there's not a real conversation about, are we going to have sex or are we not? And if we can't even talk about whether or not we're going to have sex, we can't talk about what that means for our relationship.
But that's not very romantic, though.
Oh, that can be sexy as all get out.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because
yes.
Angela.
Well, okay, to that point, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's one way that you can do it. But even if you're not verbally communicating, you're communicating.
Yeah.
So.
You mean like in the morning after, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here kind of thing?
No, I mean, before you even get to it.
Okay.
You know, if you're going to have sex, your body language is saying, yes, let's do this, or no, maybe not just yet. Unless you're just trying to string somebody along, and that's a whole different thing. But as an adult, as two people who are just ready to go there, I think your body language is saying, all right, let's do this. But the conversation about, is this going to be casual or are we a couple? Mm. That needs to happen before you sleep together.
And really? Here's how you can do it in a very sexy way.
Okay.
Okay, so you can talk. So say me and my man, you know, like say I'm living wherever I'm living and I'm with some guy or whatever. And then we decide, I don't know. I want a casual relationship. I'm not sure what he wants. Here's how I would say it. So we're back at my place. We're fooling around and stuff like that. And I could say something like, you know what would feel really delicious right now? You kissing me here and here, maybe sucking me a little there and me sucking you here. And we start talking about what we want to happen and say, you know what? But we don't necessarily need to talk about what this means for relationship. Let's table that.
Well, speaking of it, tabling it. You're going to be talking about this tonight, right, Angela?
Yes, we're going to talk about this very subject to continue the conversation and go even further tonight on Pillow Talk at midnight. I've got Avery Sunshine joining us, Chester Gregory, who is playing the great Jackie Wilson. He's going to join us, and we've got some fashionistas, designers who came straight from Fashion Week, and they're going to even chime in on the conversation.
Well, there it is. I love your show. That's at midnight tonight. Love it, love it, love it. Angela and Twana Hines, thank you both for joining me. I'm talking about this issue, casual sex.
Harold, why do you smile every time you say that?
Because I'm in a room with great women.
That's a big smile.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius WHUR for this Friday, September 12th. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. I'm Harold Fisher. Good night and have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Just call me, girl, and I'll be